Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. It's time for crisis soldiers to arise and to walk out this instruction, this word that we have received of the Lord, to preach this gospel to every creature. And it is a daunting task. It really, really is. For the remnant church, the church that really loves the Lord, we are so undermanned, so underfinanced, so under everything. Yet we have God on our side, and we have his precious and most powerful word. And we have the Holy Spirit with us and Jesus in heaven interceding. Grace, mercy, and peace to you this evening. This is Radio Shepherd, and I have a word of encouragement for you. And it comes to us by way of the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 30. Hebrews 11, 30. And this is what the word of the Lord says. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Father, we ask you to bless this word. Jumpstart our faith. Once again, we need you to jumpstart our faith. We get so weary in well-doing, but you tell us not to. Don't be weary in well-doing, but Lord, we do. We feel as though, Lord, that we're fighting this battle by ourselves. We feel like Elijah, that all of your prophets have been cut off and that we alone remain. But you remind us in your word that you still have a remnant. A remnant that has not bowed its knee to Baal. And that encourages us to know that you have pockets of people scattered throughout the earth that still love you with great fervor and true love. Now, Lord, bless this word. Encourage us. Be with us. Speak to us. Revive us. Inspire us. Cause us to believe you for great things, even when we look at ourselves and we don't see much of anything. Bless us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And amen. This wonderful verse in the book of Hebrews is one of those short verses that really is pregnant with thought. Once again, the author of the 11th chapter of Hebrews begins by saying, by faith. If you notice, in verse 29, he says, by faith. In verse 30, by faith. Verse 31, by faith again. Throughout these verses, he begins most of them by saying, by faith. Now, what is faith? Well, in this context, in the context of Hebrews 11, faith here throughout the entire chapter is not a verb. It's not really an action word. Faith here is a noun. And a noun is a person, place, or thing. That's what a noun is. And so in this context, faith is not a person. Faith is not a place. So therefore, faith can only be a thing. Because we don't have a person who goes by the name of faith here. We're not talking about a person. And we're not talking about a place. It's not the city of faith or Faith Avenue or Faith Boulevard. So it's not a place. In essence here, faith being the noun that it is, it's a thing. And we can simply define faith by saying faith equals divine communication. In other words, as the book of Romans teaches, faith comes by what? Hearing. 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 Yeah, that's a verb. Hearing is a verb. But really, faith comes by hearing, and hearing what? A word from the Lord. So faith really is divine communication. God has to speak so that then we can act. But really, again, it's not the acting part that the book is emphasizing. It's really the hearing part, the hearing. The hearing, you see? Now, it says here that by divine communication, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. So please note that here faith can also be, we can also call faith here as not only a divine communication, but a divine strategy or divine plan. So by means of divine communication or divine strategy or divine plan, the walls of Jericho fell down. Fell down. Okay, so now, today's broadcast is entitled, Believe God's Word Despite Of. Believe God's Word Despite Of. One. Let's consider this first thing. Believe God's word despite of the walls of Jericho. That would be number one. Believe God's word despite of the walls of Jericho. Now, when you looked at the walls of Jericho, scholars tell us that you could have parked 3 cars deep. In other words, the walls of Jericho, the width of the walls of Jericho was if you were to park three cars side by side, that would be the equivalent of the thickness of the walls of Jericho. So if a car is 5 feet wide, and you were to park three cars there, that would be 15 feet thick, would the walls of Jericho be. The walls of Jericho was a massive structure. Massive. Massive. And God said to the children of Israel, I will give you Jericho. Now God said it. See, we have to believe God's word, despite of the fact that when we get to the walls and we look at how massive the walls are, we say, wow, that looks impossible because we have never seen a structure as thick as these walls. Now, the children of Israel had come out of Egypt and they had seen the pyramids. They had seen some massive structures, but the walls of Jericho were really tall and thick. How are we going to take this city, which when it has these high walls and they're thick walls, how is that going to happen? Well, if God said it, you have to believe it. Believe God's word despite of what? Despite of what you see. What do you see? The walls of Jericho were impregnable. There was not a bulldozer in those days. There was not a battering ram. There was nothing that would put a dent into those walls. Nothing. Yet God said, I'm going to give you that city. Joshua, I'm going to give you and the children of Israel that city. God said it. So if he said it, we have to what? Believe it. Now, a lot of times we fail because we listen to people who told us God said, but God never said. You see, faith is really, really, really following a word that God really spoke. Noah, it says, look at chapter 11, verse number 7. It says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house. Now look what the Bible says. God spoke to Noah. And God said to Noah, number one, I'm sending a flood. I'm warning you, I'm sending a flood. Number two, build the ark, and here's the dimensions. Here's the blueprint. So notice. Noah sprang into action because God warned him of an impending flood. God communicated to him forecast, this weather forecast, that was 100 years away, but God said, soon, in 100 years, I'm going to bring a universal flood. So first, God communicated a warning to Noah. Then secondly, God said, now, here's the warning, but here also is the instrument of salvation. It's going to be an ark, and this is the blueprint. Follow this blueprint. So Noah sprang to action because he heard from God. And he was able to save his family because he heard God and obeyed God. Now, a lot of times we find ourselves in ministry doing things that we claim God said, but God never said. We either lie to ourselves and say, God said it, or we let other people lie to us whom claim, thus saith the Lord. So if things go bad or things have gone bad for you in the past and you obeyed something that somebody told you to do, but it didn't turn out right, then you really didn't hear from God. Because whenever God speaks, whenever God imparts faith, whenever God gives a divine communication and you obey it, everything comes out right. You see, if you're let's say that your house is in foreclosure, and you attend the service, and some hoodwinker tells you, some of you right now are going through foreclosure, if you get on this $1,000 line and give your $1,000 offering, tomorrow, in 24 hours, God will turn your situation around and you won't be in foreclosure anymore. You got on the line, you made out the check, you gave the $1,000, they cashed your check, and now you're worse off than you were before. Well, that wasn't God. But I acted in faith. No. To act in faith means that you need to hear from, you absolutely need to hear from God. So when you hear God, when you really hear God, when you really hear God, you can believe him despite of. When you really hear God, you don't have to worry about Goliath. You don't have to worry about the lions in the lion's den. You really don't have to worry about anything if you really heard from God. So, you see, this is tonight's word of encouragement. If you heard God, you can believe him despite of what? Despite of the massive walls of Jericho. If God said he's going to give us the city, I've got to believe him. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I've got to what? Believe him. Got to believe him because he said it. Now, don't be like the children of Israel and look at yourself and then look at the giants and say, we're but grasshoppers, because that's the truth. You are but grasshoppers. The problem is that it was God who said, I will deliver the land of Canaan into your hands. See, you didn't hear right. God said that he would deliver, not that you are to gain the land of Canaan. He said, I will deliver the Canaanites into your hands. And so we have to believe God. We have to take him at his word. We can bank on his word despite of, one, what you see. Whether you see giants, whether you see the thickness of the walls of Jericho and the height of the walls of Jericho, of what you see, believe God's word. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. Now, believe God's word despite of, here's the second thing, despite of what? The irrational instruction. Believe God's word despite of what? His irrational instruction. Well, first of all, we're warriors. We fight. We do battle. We attack. God said, don't attack. Don't fight. Don't pull out your sword. God said, you go around the walls 6 days in a row, and each day that you walk, that each day you're going to walk around the wall one time for 6 days. So for the first 6 days, you're going to take the army. You're going to march around the city the first day one time. Go back to the camp. Come back the next day, get the army again, walk around the walls of Jericho the second day, one time. But wait a minute, Joshua, we're soldiers. We're soldiers. Soldiers fight. Soldiers do battle. Soldiers attack. Soldiers get bloodied. But God says, walk? But that doesn't fit my job description. I'm a soldier. I'm supposed to hack people's arms off. I'm supposed to kill people, not walk around the walls. What is walking around going, you see, despite of God's, what may seem as God's irrational instruction, if God said to just walk, then walk. Joshua, are you sure you heard right? Did God say walk or did he say attack? Joshua said, no. For the first 6 days, we're going to walk around these walls one time. We'll walk around once, and head back to the camp. Now, on the seventh day, we're going to walk around the wall seven times. I'm pretty sure that there were people in the camp who were scratching their heads and saying, Joshua's lost it. He lost it. He's gone crazy. But you see, despite of the irrational instruction, just do it the way God told you to do it. So first of all, you believe God despite of what? Despite of the odds. The odds are against you. The walls are simply too high and they're too thick and you have no instrument, you have no machinery that can break those walls. You don't have a bulldozer, you don't have a tank, you don't even have a battering ram. Despite of the thickness of the wall and the height of the wall, believe that God will give you the city. The second thing, believe that God will give you the city despite of the fact that you're not fulfilling your job description. You're a warrior. I'm not a walker. My job is not to walk. My job is to shed blood. Well, if God said that all we got to do is walk and not fight, then let's obey God. And that's exactly what God said to Joshua. He says, have the men, have the people walk around the walls 6 days in a row, one time each day. On the seventh day, seven times. And like I said, I'm sure that there were people who said, we better take Joshua to a doctor. He's lost it. You see, and it says, if you look at verse 30, it says, by faith, by divine communication, by divine strategy, the key is, did we hear from God? Is what we're doing of divine origin? Because if it is, Jericho's walls will come down after we have done what God told us to do. And what was that? Walk. The city will be ours. The city will be ours. The walls will come down if we simply obey God and do what? Walk. Now, what does this teach us? It teaches us, one, to trust God explicitly. To trust God explicitly. Not to try to figure out God or how he's going. You see, for 7 days, there could have been mutiny in the camp. There could have been people who said, you know what? We've been down this road before. We have tried. We have tried. We have so tried. But they couldn't figure it out. Because that's what faith does. You can't figure out God. You just have to obey him. And he wants you to trust him what? Explicitly. Don't question God. And I know that that's so hard to do. But that's why I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to remind you that God has before given very strange instructions. And it's always turned out good for those who obeyed his every word. For those who obeyed him, even when the instructions seemed very, very strange, they came out on top. So believe God despite of what you see, and believe God despite of the fact that you're not functioning in your true office. How can God bring these walls down by us simply walking? Who ever heard of such an absurd thing? You see, he reminds us again and again by several means that the battle was never yours in the first place. The battle was never mine. The battle is the Lord's. He'll bring down the walls. He'll give you the city. You just watch him do it. That's faith. Putting your trust in the fact that God can do it without you. You know, David said this to Goliath when Goliath was boasting and cursing David by his gods. David said this. He said, "This day shall the Lord deliver you into my hands." This day. Perhaps you live in Alabama. And perhaps you got a package that originated from New York. You got a package. Who brought it to you? UPS did. Did you have to go to New York to get the package? No. You just stayed at home and waited for your doorbell to ring. And when the doorbell rang, you opened it. And there was the man from whether FedEx or UPS. And there the person was delivering the package to you. You had to do absolutely nothing but sit at home and just wait for the package to arrive. And David says, this day, will God do all the heavy lifting. This day shall the Lord deliver you, Goliath, into my hands. This day shall the Lord deliver Jericho into your hands. Now remember, you're just walking around so that you can see performing a miracle. Oh, that's why God, yes, God wanted you there because he wanted you to know that the battle was not yours but the Lord's. He was going to bring the walls down. He was going to deliver Jericho into your hands. And the only reason why you're walking around Jericho is because he wants you to witness him do it. And the Bible says that when they obeyed God and they walked around the amount of times God told them to walk around, because they did compass the wall. It says, Hebrews 11:30 says this. It says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. Yes, they did, as God said they would. After God's people obeyed his orders and his instructions and did exactly what he told them to do, which was what? To walk around the walls. So believe God's word despite of you not seeing how it's going to happen. I can't figure it out. You're not supposed to. Just obey him. Did he speak to you? Walk it out. Did he tell you to do something? Go. Did he send you on a mission? Obey. Do you think they'll consider me crazy? That's okay. Go no matter what. Just obey God. And you will see how rewarding it is, how adventurous it is to walk with God. The Bible says Noah walked with God. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. You want to have a life full of adventure, full of miracles? Take God at his word, despite of. Well, no one thinks too much of me. Despite of that, if God called you, you know, Paul, it is said that Paul had the name Paul because Paul in Greek means diminutive one, little one. He wasn't a midget. The Apostle Paul wasn't a midget. But when you look at him, he wasn't impressive. He wasn't a tall man. He's a tiny man. Unimpressive man. And yet, what a giant he was in the faith. Small in stature, diminutive, and the name Paul means little one. Yet the little one in stature was a giant in the faith. Why? because he believed God in spite of. It's time for you to become a giant in the faith. And the way you become a giant in the faith is believe God, take him at his word. You can bank on his word no matter what. In spite of, believe God. Well, that does it for today. Come back tomorrow for our prayer service. Our prayer service is our most important service of the week. Tune in tomorrow as we come before the Lord, as we seek his face, to ask the Lord to come to our rescue, to meet our every need, to save souls, to heal the sick, to do as he promised he said he would. He said, go, and lo, I am with you always, even till the end of the age. Tomorrow's prayer service, don't miss it. Until then, my brothers and sisters, may the Lord bless you and keep you. And I want to play this hymn for you. I am a soldier of the cross. Sing it as the broadcast comes to an end. In Jesus' name, amen.